In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump is now a step closer to impeachment. Fires continue to burn across New South Wales and Queensland. Queensland firefighters facing hot weather conditions. And in football, Melbourne City aren't underestimating Perth Glory ahead of their Round 8 A-League encounter. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The United States House of Representatives Judiciary Panel has been instructed to draft articles of impeachment against US President Donald Trump. A vote on impeachment might be held before Christmas. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the recent hearings show Mr. Trump has breached the US Constitution with his actions towards Ukraine.
In America, no one is above the law. The facts are uncontested. The president abused his power for his own personal political benefit at the expense of our national security by withholding military aid and crucial Oval Office meeting in exchange for an announcement of an investigation into his political rival.
If Mr. Trump were to be impeached by the House of Representatives, where the opposition Democrats has the majority, he would then be put on trial in the US Senate, where Mr. Trump's Republican Party has the majority. A conviction in the Senate would see him removed from office. New South Wales is facing yet another day of severe fire danger. Firefighters have spent the night battling blazes from the state's south coast all the way to the border with Queensland. At last count, five fires were still classed as emergency warning fires. And firefighters in Queensland face a weekend of stifling temperatures as they battle dozens of blazes. So far, more than 200,000 hectares has been burnt since the start of the bushfire season, and 20 homes have been destroyed. A large fire near Milmerran, west of Toowoomba, has razed almost 1,200 hectares. Temperatures are forecast to be 12 degrees above average, climbing to more than 40 degrees in the Lockyer Valley and Ipswich. Parisian commuters have seen their morning travel times increase dramatically as a series of nationwide strikes begin. Dubbed Black Thursday by the locals, it's the largest nationwide strike in years against pension reform proposed by President Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Macron is seeking to establish a single points-based pension system where each day of work would earn points for workers' future pensions. French workers say the strike is for their future.
The strike is really for our pensions, and I think we still need to fight for it, even more so as I'm a civil servant and we're pretty much impacted.
The current pension legislation has 42 different sector-specific programs, each with different bands of contributions and benefits. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has again denied that he'll sell Britain's National Health Service if he wins next week's election. Mr. Johnson's opponents are claiming that Britain's healthcare system, also known as the NHS, will be at risk under Mr. Johnson's Brexit plans if he wins the election. It's been claimed US pharmaceutical companies could ruin the system as Britons know it under the terms of a free trade agreement between Britain and the United States, negotiated once Britain leaves the European Union. But Mr. Johnson says he believes in the idea of the National Health Service and his government will invest more than $65 billion into it.
I believe passionately in the NHS. It is a fantastic thing. It is one of the best things about our country. It's a very simple idea. When anybody is sick, the whole country comes together to help them. It's a fantastic thing. It is loved and admired in our country and around the world. We are putting £34 billion into it, the biggest ever investment.
Mr. Johnson is considered likely to win the election, which will be held next Thursday. The United Nations Refugee Agency has expressed its disappointment that Australia has repealed laws which made it easier for asylum seekers and refugees held offshore to secure medical evacuations. In a statement released last night, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees urged the Morrison government to continue to use existing mechanisms to evacuate those in need of urgent medical treatment.
After more than 6 years of uncertainty regarding solutions, UNHCR is extremely concerned that the health situation of asylum seekers and refugees will continue to deteriorate. In the absence of the now-repealed Medivac mechanisms, UNHCR urges the Government of Australia to continue utilising pre-existing legislative processes in a good-faith effort to evacuate individuals in need of urgent medical treatment.
To the A-League, and Melbourne City coach Eric Mumbartz says his side won't underestimate struggling Perth Glory. City are currently second on the table, but Glory have just one win from their opening seven fixtures. However, Mumbartz says Glory are a good side despite their early season results and emphasise the importance of good possession heading into the clash. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, very hot with an afternoon cool change, 41 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23. Melbourne, cloudy and 21. Hobart, a shower or two, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 27. Wollongong, much the same, 27. Sydney, smoke haze, 29. Newcastle, similar conditions, 31. Brisbane, hot with a smoke haze and 36. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.